This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky called on the West Thursday to increase military aid to Ukraine, saying Russia would advance on the rest of Europe otherwise. Speaking to journalists in the Ukrainian capital, Zelensky also said Thursday that he has spoken recently with U.S. President Joe Biden.
We have good contact. I can tell you the truth. And it's a pity that it began after the beginning of this war, but we have it, and I'm my appreciation to him and to his team. And so we can speak now often.
His comments came as Moscow's advance on Ukraine's capital in the north has apparently stalled, with a huge armored column outside Kyiv at a standstill. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials say ceasefire talks with Russia have started exactly 1 week after Russia invaded Ukraine. A video released by Zelensky's office Thursday showed the informally dressed Ukrainian delegation walking into the meeting room where they shook hands with Russian delegates in suits and ties. The United States Thursday planned to impose economic sanctions on a wide array of Russian oligarchs and their families, two sources familiar with the matter said, in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Washington has already hit a variety of oligarchs with asset-blocking sanctions. The source, speaking to Reuters on condition of anonymity, said some significant names would be included in Thursday's actions. The European Union has agreed to give temporary protection to refugees fleeing the war in Ukraine, officials said Thursday, after a meeting of the bloc's interior ministers. The European Home Affairs Commissioner tweeted that it was a, quote, historic decision, end quote. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken travels to Poland Saturday to discuss further security and humanitarian assistance to help refugees who have fled Ukraine.